Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. If you've been following the news like I have, you're wondering what is going on. I mean, just this week, Donald Trump became the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party after John Kasich and Ted Cruz dropped out. Most of you probably know that I endorsed Ted Cruz very enthusiastically. I think he's a good man. I think he would have been a very good president. Now things have changed. A lot of people are saying, what's happening to the Republican Party? Who are Christians going to back? Well, obviously, when it comes down between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I don't think there's much of a choice. Just recently, I got to know a man who prophetically believes that God has raised up Donald Trump. I said, please, I want to interview you on my podcast. So stay tuned. You've never heard anything quite like this. So stay tuned. After this word from our sponsor, you're going to hear something I feel you've probably never really heard before that is very, very timely.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He has spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back. My guest today is Lance Wallnau, and we are talking about a very interesting, very topical and very controversial subject, and that's Donald Trump. Tell me what it was that the Lord showed you about Donald Trump.
Well, you know, I was watching him, like anyone else, as he was beginning his campaign, and I noticed that as he would gaffe and say things, that I had this unusual reaction. I found myself kind of laughing, but it wasn't a typical laugh. It certainly wasn't cynicism. It was a kind of a joy. And I began to listen to him. I started telling my friends, hey, you've got to hear him. He's a kamikaze candidate. He's hysterical. And he would do these things that were so self-defeating for a politician. And I work with political guys, and I'm thinking, this man, is he, either he's a genius or he's absolutely like Mr. Bean. And then the Lord spoke to me. Now, I don't say talk to me all the time. I'm not one of those guys that is hearing God all the time. But I heard distinctly, Donald Trump is a wrecking ball to the spirit of political correctness. And I started laughing. I started repeating it to people. I said, you know what? I don't know how far this guy's going to go, but let me tell you something. In the midst of Ferguson and Baltimore and Safe Places and Caitlyn Jenner and Islamophobia and homophobia and all the things that evangelicals are trying to avoid getting ensnared with and figure out how to navigate through, this guy comes in like a wrecking ball and changes the discourse. Most people missed it. We haven't had the same political sensitivity since then because Trump has been the wrecking ball. So that's when I started paying attention to him. And as I prayed, I thought, you know what? I know my experience, Stephen. When you're prophetic, if God keeps on showing you something in your head that's rehearsing, you have to wonder, what are you talking about? I kept seeing myself meeting Donald Trump. And I thought, but I'm not engaged in the political process. I'm in Dallas, not Washington. I'm not interested in getting involved. And then I got a call to go up with a small group of evangelicals to connect with him early on in his campaign. And so once I was in New York at Trump Towers, I said, oh my gosh, I think I got an assignment. Oh no, I probably have a calling related to this guy. And that's when I started listening even more carefully to what the Lord was saying and getting a sense of who this man is.
And what did you feel the Lord was saying to you?
Well, I'll just go out on a limb and tell you. Someone sent me a Facebook post, Steve. You know, you get these random posts, and it's a picture of Donald Trump. Now, I'm telling you, this is so absurd when he has like 15 other people that he's competing with. This is how early this was. I see a PowerPoint, and it's Donald Trump sitting at a desk, and it says, Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States. And I looked at it, and I thought, first of all, dang, I can't even remember what number we're on here. Which one is it? I go to the encyclopedia. Oh, yeah, Barack Obama's 44. Well, let's see. Simple math. That would make, God, Donald Trump would be 45th. I'm telling you, Stephen, at that moment, I had my second hearing of God. And I heard the Lord say, turn to Isaiah 45 and see who he is. I had no got a clue what I'm going to look. It's, you know, it's usually like Nebuchadnezzar coming on the scene, a Babylonian king. Thus says the Lord to Cyrus, my anointed, before whom I will break the two lead gates of Babylon. And, you know, and then it goes on and on and says, though thou hast not known me. And right away I look at it and go, oh, my gosh, this guy Trump, the wrecking ball, isn't just going to rearrange the political landscape. This guy's going to go all the way to the White House. I believe he's the 45th president of the United States. He's going to be a Cyrus. And as a Cyrus, he's a secular ruler, not what I would have picked. I'm a Christian. I'm going for a look. You got Huckabee. You got Cruz. You even got Kasich. These are all, you know, evangelical leaders.
Back then, it was even people like Jindal.
Jindal and Carson. My gosh, Carson. He could be your local pastor. So it's like, oh, I can't. The only guy, other than Christie, that I had a question mark on was Donald Trump. Then I read Isaiah 45, and it's like, wait a second, Lord, you're messing with my head. No one teaches in our circles that God anoints people that don't know him. Well, it says right there in Isaiah 45, Cyrus, my anointed, though you know me not. So
Let's discuss this in light of the current political environment. You know, this is a podcast and we're recording it the first week in May. That is the week that Donald Trump won Indiana handily and that John Kasich and Ted Cruz bowed out. So that leaves Donald Trump the presumptive winner of the Republican nomination. Now, everyone who knows anything about me knows that I was a very strong Ted Cruz supporter from almost the beginning. To me, Ted Cruz represented, you know, everything that we wanted in a president. And I don't need to go over all that now because in some ways it's moot. And, you know, Ted Cruz is the one who ended up second. So that means that a lot of people agreed with me. But it's just interesting to me how many people really, really dislike Trump. Even as I wrote about this, Lance, I would always say there are a lot of things about Trump that I liked. You know, the way that he was not held back by political correctness, his very strong thoughts about national defense and about stemming the flow of illegal immigrants and so on and so forth. But I had some huge question marks about a man who'd been married 3 times, who made a lot of his money on gambling. You know, and I don't need to go into everything that we as evangelicals, you know, have a real bone that gets stuck in our throat. So let's talk about that. What is going to be necessary to bring evangelicals kind of back into the fold, so to speak, for a man who is a very strange standard bearer for our values?
Oh, totally, totally, which makes this kind of interesting because I agree with you, but I think you have to look at Trump in phases of life. Like pre-interview with Howard Stern is one period of Trump's life. The Marla Maples era was the playboy billionaire. Then around the last decade, he's been mentally rehearsing his destiny. What's interesting to me is that he started cleaning up his act, exploring conservative values, thinking more soberly about the evangelical power in the United States, and feeling a compulsion to do something with America. It was around a decade ago he started that journey. His wife reveals something kind of curious. He wanted to run earlier, and his wife told him, Donald, you will never be elected president. You are too brash and too smart. You're very bright, and that makes you a little irritating, and you're brash, and that makes it undoable. And she was watching Fox News one night, and watching probably during one of these periods of meltdown in American culture like you and I would look at. And she turned to him and said, if you run, imagine this is like a wife prophesying to her husband. Most people miss this. If you run, now you'll be president. And he said he could have dropped his dinner plate right there. He said, wait a second. Every time I bring the subject up, you tell me it's impossible. I'm too brash. She said, something's changed. The American culture is ready for your personality. They can handle you. And that was the birth of his signing up. That conversation preceded him signing up. So I look at Trump in the last 9 years as a man who between 60 and 70 or 59 and 69, I see this as the years I want to look at. People that want to look at his whole history are certainly welcome to. But dang, you know, I don't want someone judging me by where I was 10 years ago. I've grown a lot since then myself. So I see Trump not in terms of three marriages and casinos. I look at another aspect of this, his work ethic. Do you know how few Christians can handle money? At the pinnacle of power and wealth, this man with billions of dollars, instead of going the track of somebody that wins a lottery and destroys themselves, most Christians couldn't handle 100 of the wealth that Trump has. It hasn't affected his work discipline. The man sleeps 4 hours a day and is driven by ambition to make something better. His kids, most people miss this. I mean, this may be, you know, screwed up on two marriages and finally grew up, but his kids adore him. How many Christians do you know that can put your kids on the scrutiny of an interview, and they all have the same work ethic? It's not like, hey, we got our billions, we're just going to sit here and, you know, blow coke. What are they doing? They've got the same discipline as their dad. It's an amazingly disciplined, focused business family. These are the aspects of who Trump is as a personality that I think make him a candidate that we should be looking at through a different lens than through his casino history or his other two marriages.
Well, you have some very interesting points, and we have to understand that God's ways are not necessarily our ways. God has raised up leaders, you know, even in the Bible. You mentioned Nebuchadnezzar in passing, but God used even Nebuchadnezzar for his plans and purposes. He used Pharaoh for his plans and purposes. You know, he's the Romans in the New Testament for his plans and purposes. So we have to believe that God's plans and purposes are higher than ours, and it's hard for us to understand. We are now in a situation where it's either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. What do you think Christians are to do at this point?
Well, first of all, I would even reframe him a little more generously than saying, you know, God moved through Nebuchadnezzar, who was kind of like a, you know, or Pharaoh. I'd say, look at Winston Churchill or Abraham Lincoln. In their period of time, neither of them was the darling of revivalists or evangelicals. Churchill was a bloviating, scotch-drinking, cigar-smoking politician whose opinions were frequently offensive and his judgment was faulty. Looking back in history, he was the man, the Cyrus for Great Britain that defeated the Nazi spirit in Adolf Hitler. Lincoln went into Washington irreverently without any affiliation with any church at the height of Finney and other revivals. Here's a man who wouldn't even identify himself as a pew-sitting believer. Unthinkable. But he became the most Bible-quoting guy when he was in office. This takes the subject of what theologians call, and Chuck Colson taught me, is common grace. Stephen, common grace isn't saving grace. We're looking for somebody who's born again, for us, prophetic, spirit-filled, you know, surrounded by godly counsel. We're looking for someone that's got saving grace, but we've had a Jimmy Carter and a George Bush, the last George, and it didn't do us a whole lot of good. Maybe a common grace leader, a leader who has the grace of God on him to work through him, not as a despot that God overrules, but maybe as an uncharacteristic leader who's really being put in office, I believe, for the chaos that is coming. I don't think we've seen the unraveling in America like we're going to see it. And I think we're going to have an unusual type of person thinking in unconventional ways about how to navigate the ship through the crises coming in America. I would say to the Cruz people the same thing I would say to all Christians. I'd say that Hillary Clinton is part of a machine that is taking America socially, spiritually, and economically into everything The Harbinger talks about, which is the best-selling book you guys put out. I mean, The Harbinger has Hillary on it. That's why I was thinking, I want to do an article called Lead Us Not Into Trumptation, But Deliver Us From Hillary. Because Hillary Clinton is not an individual. She is a machine with an entire ideological agenda that goes all the way to the most ghastly interests you can imagine in terms of the survival of Christian civilization. That's pretty strong stuff to say, but I could back it up. Trump, on the other hand, comes in with no strings attached. That's what makes him fascinating.
You know, this is so interesting, and we could probably talk about it for hours. It is also so topical because this is happening now. Even if people listen to this podcast later, you know, you are speaking at a very important time, and I think it's important that people listen to what you're saying, and that's why I wanted to have you on the podcast and why I'm going to write about this in my Strang Report newsletter very, very soon. So if people are wanting more information, I know that you have a wealth of information on your website. So why don't you tell people how to get more information and how to contact you?
Yeah, please do. I appreciate that. I think LanceWallnau.com, that's WALLNAU.com/slump. Right now I'm going to be really putting out some information and saying we have to heal the rift between the conservative movement, between Cruz people and Trump people. And by the way, the Cruz people are statistically a little bit more righteous than the Trump people. The evangelicals that affiliate with Trump are less likely to be totally dedicated to church. The Cruz people are actually a stronger demographic for supporting church and Christian values. So my heart really goes to them because they've got to see the bigger picture. This is a Churchill moment. This isn't a moment when they've lost. And Cruz has an important history, yet perhaps in the Supreme Court, maybe even as a running mate. So let's be flexible, but let's not get so hurt that we become a casualty of spiritual warfare. LanceWallnau.com/Trump.
That's a wonderful word. Thank you so much for sharing with us here on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.